Join me in John chapter 13. John chapter 13. I've been thinking a lot about our theme this year, which is Jehovah is King. And when we think of a king, our ideas are shaped by either what we read or what we see on TV. We may envision a king as a powerful and mighty man, one who wears a shiny crown of gold on his hand, a man who has a ring placed on his finger. This king is a commander of a big army with horses and chariots. He lives in a mighty castle placed on a hill. And everything in that castle is made out of silver and gold. He has many servants that tend to his every need. But now picture Jesus. When we think about Jesus being a king, he doesn't fit the stereotypes of kings that I just talked about. We see in Scripture that Jesus is a carpenter from a small town. He doesn't ride in on a white stallion, but on a donkey. His own people don't honor or respect him. And instead of a servant tending to his every need, we see Jesus playing the role of a servant and tending to the needs of others. We see an example of this in John chapter 13. Let's start in verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God. So this is taking place during the last Passover that Jesus had with his disciples. And at this point, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He knew that Judas was about to betray him. Jesus knew in that moment that he was about to be arrested, beaten, and crucified. But look what he goes on to do in this setting, picking it back up in verse 4. It says, Jesus rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward, you will understand. As we can imagine, wearing sandals in the desert equals having dirty feet. And in that culture, it was a custom to wash your feet before reclining at the table. But this job was often reserved for the servants. But here we see Jesus doing this humble job of a servant by laying aside his garments and washing the dirty feet of his disciples. We see that in this moment, the disciples didn't understand the full significance of what Jesus was doing. Because after this Passover meal, Jesus will continue to humble himself to do an even greater act of service. We gather at this table to remember how Christ humbled himself for us. Join me now in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I'll start reading in verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. How did Christ humble himself? Well, we see that as a humble king, Christ took care of our needs. Whether we realized it or not in the moment, Jesus took care of what we really needed. And it's a little ironic to think that those who crucified Jesus were unaware that what they were doing to Jesus would end up being for their benefits. Jesus was dying for them. So we see that by dying on the cross, Jesus satisfied what was deprived from our souls. He died so we can be forgiven and cleansed from the dirt of our sins. He thought of what we truly needed when he humbled himself to die on the cross. As a humble king, Jesus served others. Even though Christ is divine, well, he didn't come to this earth to live like a king. Instead, he stepped off his throne by being born a man and living like a servant. And going back to John chapter 13, he did the job of a servant by washing feet. But again, this was only a symbol of what he would go on to do. Christ served us in the greatest way by suffering the lowly death and humiliation of a sinner. Christ came to live among us, not looking how he can be served, but he came to serve. Again, we gather at this table to remember what Christ did for us. So what should our attitude be in this moment? Well, this act of remembrance needs to be done with a humble heart. That we don't eat from this table just to satisfy ourselves or check off a box on a to-do list. We eat this meal with a humble heart. Because we are undeserving. We are unworthy of this great act that Christ did for us. And with this humble heart, we glorify our King who was exalted. Verse 9 in Philippians 2 continues. It says, therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. After humbling himself on the cross, Christ was exalted by God by being raised from the grave and seated on the throne. So as we humble ourselves before him, we also bow before him and confess that Christ is King. While we eat and drink from this table, let's humble our hearts as we glorify and praise our humble King.